This is 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite, in the WGHN studio. Folks from the Michigan Irish Music Festival, I'm going to try to do some live stuff as I have my mic open here. But we are joined by Tom Shaw and Seamus Kennedy. Hello, how are you guys?
Hello. Wonderful, good to see you again.
Need you right up on that mic, okay? All right, Tom, it takes a lot to put together a festival of this size, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does.
How many volunteers?
Last year, the final tabulation was around 1,300 volunteers were involved in the festival.
1,300 people. That's pretty amazing. 1,300 people. We are live right now in the WGHN studio. Say hello, Seamus.
Hello, Seamus.
I have a friend that just came back from Ireland, and she was there for a month, and you know, she rented a little cottage, and she said people were so nice.
We are.
And she said it wasn't fake. People were genuinely really, really nice. How many times are you performing at the Irish Music Festival?
Well, counting the children's show and the talk on the sea shanties, mm-hmm. About five times.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the festival, but why don't you do a few tunes for us right now, because I'm live and our audience can see what you're all about here.
How would Whiskey in the Jar be?
Oh, that'd be great.
My shearing numadur. Whack fall the daddy o, whack fall the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. As I was going over the far famed Kerry Mountains, I met Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol, I then produced my rapier, saying, stand and deliver, I am a bold deceiver, my shirring dum a do rum a da. Whack fall the daddy o, whack fall the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money, it made a pretty penny. Put it in my pocket, I brought it back to Jenny. She sighed and she swore she never would betray me. But the devil take the women, they never can be easy. My shirring dum a do rum a da. Whack fall the daddy o, whack fall the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. I then went to my chamber, all for to take a slumber. I dreamed of golden jewels, sure it was no wonder. Jenny drew me charges, filled them up with water, and sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. My shirring dum a do rum a da. Whack fall the daddy o, whack fall the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. Now if anyone can aid me, it's my brother in the army. If I can find his station in Cork or in Killarney, if he'll go with me, we'll go roaming in Kilkenny. I'm sure he'll treat me better than my darling sporting Jenny. My shirring dum a do rum a da. Whack fall the daddy o, whack fall the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. My shirring dum a do rum a da. Whack fall the daddy o, whack fall the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Indeed, there is. Wonderful.
Thank you.
I can't clap because I'm holding my phone. I'm going live here. So much to do at the Michigan Irish Music Festival, September 11th through the 14th. Anything new this year, Tom?
Well, we have a whole new look.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we have a new branding and all new signs and directional signs.
That's kind of cool.
And if you ever do go to Ireland, mm-hmm. You'll see the street signs.
Yeah.
And they're a unique shape.
They are.
And we have our wayfinding system that we just has similar poles with the same signs that they have
cool.
in Ireland. So that's kind of fun.
Very cool.
But we've got Monster, just amazing music, including Seamus.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable how many performers you have. There's food and beverage areas. There's food vendors. I'm a fan of the Irish market. I absolutely love it. If you have somebody in your family that's Irish, and you can get Christmas ornaments, you can get actual wool sweaters that come from Ireland. I mean, it's beautiful. Seamus, why do people want to be Irish? Everybody wants to be Irish.
Well, everybody in the United States has some relation from Ireland in their background.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of people's, 40 million people of Irish descent in the United States.
It's a lot of people. Don't shake your head on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a lot of people. My family went from County Cork to Boston and then was in the East End at Boston and then moved to Detroit for the automotive industry. So that's kind of my background. I've never been to Ireland.
Have you been to Boston?
Oh, lots of times.
Okay, that's a good start.
In the East End. Oh, yeah. But I've never been to Ireland, so I need to do that. Can you sing us one more song?
Sure. Do you remember the movie The Quiet Man?
Oh gosh.
No, you're too young.
No. I watch it every year on St. Patrick's Day.
John Wayne, Maureen O'Hara.
Yeah, hello.
Victor McLaglen.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Anyway.
Didn't it win it? Who directed it? John Ford. Thank you. Okay.
But there's a scene where John Wayne walks into the pub and there's a big, tall, skinny fellow standing there playing the accordion and singing. And his name was Ken Curtis.
Okay.
And he actually went on to play Festus in Gunsmoke. He was a great singer. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to do that.
This is the song he was doing.
All right, here we go.
It's called The Wild Colonial Boy. There was a wild colonial boy, Jack Duggan was his name. He was born and raised in Ireland in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy, and dearly did his parents love their wild colonial boy. At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home, and to Australia's sunny shores he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich, he helped the poor, he shot James McAvoy. A terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. One day upon the prairie, as Jack he rode along, a-listening to a mockingbird singing a cheerful song, out stepped a band of troopers, Kelly Davis and Fitzroy. They'd all set out to capture him, the wild colonial boy. Surrender now, Jack Duggan, for you see we're 3-1. Surrender in the Queen's high name, you are a plundering son. Jack drew a pistol from his belt, proudly he waved it high. I'll fight but not surrender, said the wild colonial boy. He fired a shot at Kelly that brought him to the ground, and turning around to Davis, he received a fatal wound. A bullet pierced his proud young heart from the pistol of Fitzroy, and that was how they captured him, the wild colonial boy. And that was how they captured him, the wild colonial boy.
Woohoo! Wonderful. People can go to MichiganIrish.org. All the information is right there. The website's really easy to navigate.
Thank you.
Certainly appreciate that. And there's no pop-up ads or anything like that. How much are tickets?
Well, it's a variety. Different
oh, you're right. There are. Hang on.
And the website is a great place to find out.
Yeah, you're right.
Also, we have our own dedicated app on both the Android and Apple phone.
Wonderful. That's great. People can get a festival pass for $65 and go all 4 days. I mean, that's awesome, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. You do have different pricing. I suggest everybody go to Michigan Irish, and they can find details there at MichiganIrish.org. This is the largest Irish festival in the state or in the country? Do you know?
No, not in the country,
but in the state.
Certainly in the state.
Yeah. And you live around here, Seamus, don't you?
You know, I live on the East Coast. I live in Maryland.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, so come out for this thing, especially every year.
Yeah?
It's wonderful. And the musicians all get a chance to jam and pick and catch up with each other. So
that's nice, too, isn't it?
Wonderful for us as well, yeah.
I love it.
But we had to secure our Cork tent this year.
Yeah?
Because we have a band called Scary Vore, and I was afraid that they were going to blow the roof off.
They're that loud?
They're that good. They're so good.
I got it.
Wonderful. Such a big production, and people are going to love them. They close on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, cool.
Or maybe not close both nights, but
okay.
So that's real fun.
All right. We'll see you.
All right.